Blog Talk Radio.
First of all, I want to say that I am
Yes, the Black Coffee herself. Owner and CEO of Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration. Good evening, all. Now I need to hear from this dude. And this dude knows who he is.
Hello, how's everybody doing? That's the next one.
Hi.
That's wonderful. Was that
a dude?
Wonderful. Yes, you were the dude. You know you the dude.
All right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't another dude. I was stepping on somebody else's toes or something.
Well, there is no other dude that can be called my illustrious co-host.
Oh, okay. All right. I've been upgraded. Illustrious co-host. All right, I'll take that.
Well, I'm glad. I want to have the callers that are on introduce themselves. I want to start with 229291.
It's Adrian Woods again. I apologize. I have a sore throat tonight, so the voice is a little, I guess even more deep. So I apologize for that.
We have another
to talk to you all again.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Now, do we have another 229 caller on the line?
Good evening, Black Coffee. This is Victor again. Glad you guys allow me to tune in with you tonight. I want to say good evening to Next Level also. Glad to be here and be a part of your discussion tonight. Whatever the discussion is going to be.
Well, I'm going to give that topic in just a moment, but I would like to say how blessed I am to have these wonderful men talking to me tonight. So pardon me if I get a little bit off track every now and then, gentlemen.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say we have 4 days until this major national election, the election that could set the tone for the next 4 years and beyond. We want to discuss the historical importance as well as the current importance of minorities turning out to vote. We want to continue the discussion we've been having. Hopefully we can reach out and touch some people and get them to go to the polls and do their civic duty. Are y'all down with me on that tonight?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to start off, this is kind of tied into, in my opinion. I don't know if y'all heard Beyonce had performed on the CMAs the other night.
Yeah.
Right.
Did y'all
hear? I saw it.
She performed with the Dixie Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful performer.
Great.
But in the past they've had people like Darius. What's Darius' last name?
Rucker.
From Rucker. On there and performed, and other African American performers. But somehow, something that has gone on during this past year has made it okay for when the CMAs posted it online, there were horrible racial comments coming from all sides, all sides of the country, not all sides of the racial divide. But there was some horrible, the N-word, and she's trying to take over country music and keep it from us poor white folks, and all the, I don't know about y'all, but something in the climate over the past year or so, since the last one, made it okay to do that. I am using the thread here. I am using the thread here, and I think the tone of this election has made it more okay for people to display their hatred. Is it just me?
No.
No. Not at all.
No. I think we all feel pretty much the same way that you feel, Jackie. And well, I want to give, I don't know if you want to give Next Level the first opportunity to chime in on this or not, so I don't want to step on his toes. This is your show. So,
well, all I can say is I bought a gun and I've been going to the gun range.
Well,
I need somebody to teach me to shoot.
Well, yeah. I've been in law enforcement for over 20-something years, so I'm accustomed to going to the gun range, so I might be a little bit ahead of you in that department.
Right.
But let me say this while it's on my mind, if you don't mind. In reference to the way that you feel, Black Coffee, I think the vast majority of us will feel the very same way, that now it seems that it is not only just out in the open, but somehow accepted with persons not of color to display what they've been displaying since the
covertly.
Slavery. Yeah, so now this year in particular with the, and I call it a smear campaign is what it's turned out to be. It's not a political campaign anymore because the issues are on the back burner in most people's eyes that are on that side of the fence. We still have the issues of concern, but I think with that, with the way that he's carrying out his campaign and the group or the person, people that are following him have that mindset that this is our opportunity to say and do anything that we want to do to minorities,
right.
People with melanin in their skin or whatever, any non-white groups of people. So I think what happened with Beyonce, and I didn't see the performance, but I heard about it, and I've read bits and pieces of it. But I think basically what happened in that situation is that you have to go all the way back to her performance at the Super Bowl, I believe it was.
Yeah,
right.
When she displayed her ethnicity, I can say that, by raising her hand in the manner that she was performing, that they didn't agree with the way that she performed that song and the way that she displayed who she was at that time, what group of people she belonged to. So now it's to the point where she goes on CMA, and that's their stage, and now they took the opportunity to say those ugly things about her that they already wanted to say anyway. But that's their forum to say that stuff. So I think she was just a victim to that. But, you know, it's just that, I embrace the fact that we have Facebook and we have all these other mediums that people get an opportunity to really display themselves, because I've learned this year, this campaign, and I'll shut up in a minute, but this particular campaign has really shown me some of the people that I associated with, not necessarily my friends, but I associated with in the workplace or other places on the golf course or whatever, now I get a chance to see them from the inside out, not from the outside in. I can see them from the inside out now. So now, after this election is over, then I know how to deal with them now. And I'll stop talking on that point.
And you're right. You're right, because I felt much the same way. You know, with some things that were very surprising to me. On the one hand, I'll put it this way. On the one hand, I was surprised, and on the other hand, I wasn't. I guess I was hopeful. And it really made dash some of my hope as to the hearts of human beings. But also another thing about this election, I believe, in my opinion, it has brought back into view the importance of the sacrifices of our ancestors and those that went before us. You know, I can't help but think about the girls that were bombed in Birmingham in the church. And then we just had a church set on fire in Mississippi. And on the side, it said, "Vote Trump," after the church had been burned down. And, of course, it was a African-American church. So these things are coming to the forefront. But regardless of the outcome of the election, this is letting us know that we still have a whole lot of work left to be done.
Amen.
When were we under the impression that we didn't have a whole lot of work to be done? I'm not trying to be derogatory, but I'm not really surprised about any of this, because to me it's always been visible. Maybe I've gotten to the point to where I've accepted it and learned how to maneuver through it, but to me it just validated what I had already been thinking. Now, me, myself personally, I'm not a hate monger or anything like that. I can deal with anybody that can deal with me, but I was never under the impression that somehow or another we had surpassed racism, that we had surpassed the bigotry and all of that. I knew that it was all, I mean, if we really honestly sit down, we can still say, I mean, we can honestly say that, you know, it's always been alive and well. They may have a forum now where they can all get together and be seen being who they are. Donald Trump,
right,
basically, his rallies presented them a forum where now where they were, you know, kind of covertly doing it, you know, in the workplace. Now thousands and thousands and thousands can go get together at one of his rallies and do it overtly, you know.
That's right.
But for me, it was just like, okay, that's who they are. You know, I'm to the point to, as you know, what am I going to do to get ready,
right,
to be prepared?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying? Because when I was in my tactical training, you know, a lot of the guys that I was with, a lot of the white guys, that's all they do was watch Fox News. So you know what's going on in their head. And they basically were saying the same thing. We were talking about weapons, and they were like, well, you know, I'm putting together something because I don't know how this election is going to turn out. You know, and to me, and I'm going to shut up after this, to me, the hypocritical thing about this is how can you fear losing a country? How can you say the country, you know, America isn't great anymore, it's gone to hell in a handbasket, when you always controlled the country? So obviously, if it's gone there, who was responsible for it? You know what I mean? Who was the driving force behind all of this? You know, who were the individuals that were so greedy and so negative that they made sure that they took as much as they could take until they almost bled the place dry? You know what I mean? How can you be mad about minorities, you know, speaking up for themselves to say, hey, we don't want to be disrespected? You know what I mean? It's like they
right,
control everything, but they don't want nobody to say nothing about people who are being mistreated. It's like, you know, Black Lives Matter have never attacked any policeman, never attacked any white person on the street, but they're a terrorist group. You know what I'm saying? And the Klan, white supremacists, the Nazis, and everything, they had Donald Trump. They had Donald Trump's whatever the thing is he does, giving Nazi, you know, Nazi signs or whatever. Nobody never mentioned them. So it's just the hypocrisy of it all. And for me, I've just accepted it for what it is. And, you know, I just feel that we just need to be ready for whatever's going to happen.
I think so too. I would like to get Adrian's take on it. I know you're having a little voice trouble tonight, but would you like to contribute something to this part?
Yes, I mean, I agree with every one of you. I mean, every one of you made very good points. I think that Donald Trump has created a climate where they can get bold again. And, you know, my grandma used to tell me a long time ago that, you know, when you see one white person by themselves, they're not going to do anything. But you get thousands of them together, and, you know, they get pretty bold. So I think that he's created a climate where they think they can get together anywhere and say what they want and say things that they've already felt in their minds. I mean, when I worked at AT&T, white people made it very clear that they didn't appreciate black people getting promotions or raises or anything else, and they always made us think about it. So it's nothing new. It's just the boldness of it, I think, that they get a little bold when they get a leader. And I think that's what's happened now. They see Donald Trump as their leader. You know, Donald Trump says it's okay to put you down, to kick you, to fire you, to not hire you, to call your names and bully you, and I think they've created that climate now. So I think Next Level is right. We need to be prepared for whatever is going to happen. I mean, I just got through watching the Nat Turner movie, and it really teed me off. But it also made me realize that there are people like him that will always be ready to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to go down as easily as they think it is.
Yeah.
I know for myself personally, I would rather die than to be enslaved or even be indentured servant. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel that way. And I know
I do.
That, right, and I know that it would not go down as easily as they think it would. But getting to the election, I would say that everybody that I've talked to and everybody that I have tried to get to vote, it's been a really good, outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad of that at least. I am glad of that at least. Because I've been actively trying to get everybody to get out there and put their vote in.
I really think one benefit is he has certainly scared the hell out of folks and made them face some of who are on the fence.
Right. Exactly. If you're hesitant about it, that'll make you go ahead and get on out there and do it. Ones that definitely don't want him as a president.
And as you may or may not know, according to the quote unquote polls, he was again drawing close to Mrs. Clinton in the race.
Yes.
after this latest round of them talking about some emails. And I'll be darned if the emails weren't emails that she even sent or had
right.
anything to do.
It was another trick. They used the FBI, and I'm sure one of the major mega owners of either Fox News or one of the media companies was probably behind it. But I think that was just another trick, and they're going to keep trying tricks for the next 4 days. But
mm-hmm.
Hillary is a smooth character, believe me when I tell you, and Bill Clinton is an even smoother character. When I say that man is a good politician, he's a good politician. And
yeah.
It's going to be hard to beat this man. This man was behind Obama getting in there, and he's behind Clinton, his wife getting in there. Even though he may not say a word, he knows not to say a word. It's very smart of him not to say a word.
Uh-huh.
But you can best believe he is driving the wheel to get her in the White House, and I believe it's going to happen. I just really do. That's just my opinion, but I believe she's going to get in there.
There are some things in this election that have been said that are blatantly untrue.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I've fact-checked Hillary Clinton, too, and there have been some things. But for the most part, hers has been the basic political sidestepping. But blatant lies I see on the advertisements on TV. President Obama was a disaster. and, you know, all these other types of things. However, if you look at the numbers and the numbers don't rise, he turned the country from, as hard as he was fought against, he didn't get enough done. He did get enough done to bring us out of this nosedive that the country was in. If everybody remembers when George Bush was ready to step away, everybody was scared because we were about to crash and burn as a nation economically.
Gas, exactly. $10 million a gallon. It's crazy.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now,
we
have a new internet caller. I want to have introduced themselves and contribute to the conversation. So, new caller, introduce yourself. Must be more technical difficulties going on.
Possibly.
But getting back
I read today that that unemployment is down to 4.9%, and that is absolutely incredible. Under these 8 years, for it to go from over 11% to 4.9%, I don't know how anybody can dispute that those numbers, but they tend to find a way to do it on, you know, especially on Fox. So.
Fox is really a news channel. Fox is more like a propaganda channel, you know. And I'm gonna tell you something. I think they'll be more sad when President Obama is
right.
Think how much money they've made off of him by, you know, all these
lies so
they've spent. All this controversy they didn't create it. Fox wouldn't even be where they were if it wasn't for Obama and their hateful rhetoric toward him. You know how the sponsorship, you know what I mean? The viewership, like I said, these guys I was with, that's all they did was watch Fox. Even the inmates, talk about Fox News and how it's reputable. But, you know, the whole thing about it is, and I'm going to tell you something, it's a hustle, because
it is.
I want y'all to think about this. As much as they talk about Black Lives Matter and Beyonce, this, that, and the other, they have one of the most controversial shows on television on their network, and that's Empire. Now, Lucius didn't say something about. He didn't just say the craziest thing you could ever say. Sometimes the stuff he says about white people has my eyebrows raised. Fox News has never, ever, ever mentioned Empire. Now, why is that?
Never mentioned it.
Because Rupert Murdoch told them not to say nothing.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Now, they can say all this other stuff about Beyonce marching in an X and wearing a tam and make all this other stuff going on about Black Lives Matter, but you got one of the most controversial shows on television. They never, ever said nothing about it. That'll let you know right there, it's all hypocrisy and boom, you know what.
And it's a successful show.
Yes.
The ratings are sky high.
Yep, and that's why ain't nobody saying nothing. And that's why
nobody
ain't nobody saying nothing. It's making money.
No, but they're supposed to be, you know, I'm just saying, it's just all bullshit. It's all
But he did right, though. Fox is
a
propaganda channel. It's meant to make Republicans and conservatives feel important and to let them know that their power structure is still going strong and we're still under them, and Bill O'Reilly is still, you know, spewing venom every day. So,
it's a con.
Well,
to me, that's what it is. It's a con.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Well, we have to take a break right now, but there is something that I want to say when we return. So when we go into break, I would like to open up with bringing another view to this discussion. Everybody with me?
Did you say same?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No, another view.
Did she say same? Oh, okay. I thought she said she's going to sing something. I'm like, what?
Look, I'm trying to get the listeners. I ain't trying to run them away.
Okay, I got you. All right, talk to you in a few.
Okay. Well, I thought we were going to break. I guess I'm wrong.
Well, we took a little break.
I guess
yep.
so. But,
all right, let's pick up where we left off at.
I was young.
I guess we are going to break.
But shadows would gather round at the close of day, and as I sat there on her knees in those days. Used to be, as she sang of God's amazing grace, my mother was. I want
I want to welcome everybody back to Black Coffee Talk at WAMR-DB. This is Karima, executive producer. I wanted to just remind all of us, all of those who listen in, for those who are listening in at Facebook, for those who are standing back and wondering what's going to happen. Well, I want to remind everybody that's black, that's African American, to understand how amazing God's grace has been to a people that was brought here on a ship and have lost all our identities of who we ever was, and then to become awakened and to gain the grace and mercy that God has brought us to give us this day, the day that we have had a black president for 8 years. No race on this planet has ever been flipped upside down and brought back to the top. So as we discussed this election with Trump and Hillary, has it ever really, really mattered to us? Because no matter what cards has been dealt to us, it's been God's amazing grace. All the technical difficulties and all of that that's happened tonight, it don't mean anything, because all we know is that black people, no matter what cards we are dealt, God's grace has brought us through. And it's wonderful to have this discussion tonight. It's wonderful to be able to sit back and voice our opinion, because at first we didn't have one, and now we do. So I want to welcome you all back to the Black Coffee Show, and I want to thank you for listening to me tonight. Y'all have a great one. Black Coffee, here we go.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karima, and we are back. One of the things that I wanted to bring up is I'm wondering, with all the rhetoric, all the so-called poll numbers, et cetera, I'm wondering if we aren't being used to boost ratings. And it's already an assured thing. Now, I say that not being irresponsible. I still think that everybody needs to get out and vote on Tuesday. We know I voted 10 days ago, so I wasn't playing. But I wonder how much rhetoric there is behind this. Because do you realize that more people are watching the news during this election than have been in quite a few years?
Well, the debates have broken records. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And you know, when people are watching, sponsors are making money. Whoever commercials are running during that episode or whatever, they're paying a tremendous amount of money to be in those spots. So, I mean, you know,
The people who are buying sponsorship during news time, the price of their commercials have gone up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, sometimes I wonder about the media manipulation. Now, Mr. Singleton, are you still on the line? I want to hear your take on the possibility of media manipulation.
Yes, I'm still here, and I've been listening. You got a valid point there, and yes, of course, politics is business, you know. And Donald Trump is one of the biggest businessmen in this country, so of course, he's probably got some hand in ensuring that this news, you know, the news only report bad news because nothing sells but except for sex, violence. Yeah, drugs and that sort of thing. Nobody wants to read about who's kissing babies, who's shaking somebody's hand. This smear campaign that's going on, of course, I'm quite sure somewhere down the line and under the table, there's a lot of money being thrown around. A lot of people are getting in on the back and forth with the candidates and all that stuff because they know people are going to tune in for that. If it was just a plain old, you know, two people trying to get into the office and they're sticking to the the issues that we are concerned about, and not so much as to what Donald has done or what Hillary has done wrong or unethical. We wouldn't tune in. We're like, okay, we heard which side they're on, what their points are. So, okay, let's go to the voting polls. But that's not the case. So, yeah, somebody's taking advantage of it, and I know that they are. Fox is notorious for that. You know, bad news is good news. So, yes, I think that there's a lot of money being made, a lot of people being bought and sold. And it's a whole political scheme. So, yes, of course they're making money.
Absolutely.
Looking historically at the way the minority vote has been influential and has swayed the election in the past two elections. Because, there was talk of, he might win the electoral vote, but he won't win the popular vote, yada, yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
President Obama both times won, if I'm not mistaken, won the electoral vote and the popular vote both times.
You're absolutely correct. He did. And he was one of the only presidents that did do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So for me, I'm wondering if the hype and the focus on those behaving badly is being magnified by the media for sensationalism. Because looking at the numbers, actually, Donald Trump, from what I read, Donald Trump has less minority voters than President Bush did in both of his elections. So why is it that they keep throwing these black folks in our face, in my opinion, sound like fools?
That's just media hype. That's just complete media hype.
I just said that there are people that are being bought and sold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, yes, there are some churches.
Anything for free. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There are some churches, there are some black people, and there are some people
mm-hmm.
that we would not expect that are being bought by Donald Trump. That's just the bottom line.
I can't say we wouldn't expect. What I will say is that we would not have thought that he could find them, because anybody that is associated with him that has an ounce of melanin in their skin, I feel like they got some extra zeros in their bank account.
Exactly.
He didn't find them. They found him. They went to look for him. I'm almost sure. He didn't have to go and find them.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Because those two, some of his sisters are best friends, but they've been campaigning for him since the beginning, and they took off work to do that. So I'm pretty sure they're getting paid. I mean, they're losing work, so where else would they make up this money? So I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump is pretty much lying in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think another thing that plays into it, you guys, and it's something that hasn't really been talked about. But if we look at the American climate and how we put people who are in the media, and what I mean by that, on these reality shows, I watched Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice. I generally watched it because I was trying to see folks like Little John and how they performed. But I watched it, I watched that show. However, I have the sensibilities not to confuse a reality show with a real human being. Reality is the label that it was given, is not the truth of the matter.
Exactly.
that's the reason they've gone to calling them unscripted.
There's really no such thing as a reality show. It's all scripted.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all scripted. When you look at the show, look at the show when they go to go. Now look at the show when it goes off. When it scrolls, the letter scroll on the screen, you will see writers' names. You'll see script by so and so. There's no such thing as a reality show. There's nothing real about it.
Well, I think they need to call it a dysfunctionality show. That's what they need to call it.
Pretty much, and it destroys marriages, I can tell you that.
You know,
it destroys everything. I mean,
for instance, take a look at this. Kim Kardashian has been lifted to be, people call her an icon and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She came to popularity from a sex tape.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With Ray J.
Right. She has absolutely no talent in any area that I have been able to discern.
Absolutely none.
None that you can say on the radio.
And that shows you. Yeah, exactly. And that shows you.
Well,
what
I wouldn't
know
about that, no way.
That's a sign of the times, though.
And then
that's just
the
sign
it is also,
it really is.
It's society uplifting her. You know, they talk about her body, but, you know, she's pretty much built like a black woman. But they'll say she's exotic as opposed to, you know, she has Afrocentric features. They're not going to say that. And all of these women that have been uplifted in that way have had Afrocentric features, but they just, you know, they talk about J-Lo, they talk about Angelina Jolie's lips. I mean, who got lips? Black women. Who got hips? Black women. You know what I'm saying? So it's really another degree of hypocrisy being used in the media to, you know what I mean? But then it all goes down to marketing, commercials, sponsorship, and all of that. And if you look at Donald Trump, all he's talked about, whenever he has a meeting at a Trump plaza, at a Trump this, at a, he's just pushing his brand. You know, he doesn't even have a clear plan. He can just tell you, I'm going to make America great again, but he can't give you the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps that it's going to take for him to do it.
He never says what he's going to do to make it happen. Right. Never says what he's going to do to make it happen. Never.
How many times has he declared bankruptcy? Is it 7 or 11?
And not paid.
I have no idea.
Or at least somewhere in between the two.
Right.
Right.
He has declared bankruptcy quite a number of times. So to me, him bragging about being a billionaire, even though somebody said something to me today and reminded me of a quote Donald Trump had in his book. That was, by the way, ghostwritten, so it wasn't even written by him. But it was a quote in his book that said, own nothing but have everything.
Exactly.
Run everything through your corporation. All your money goes through your corporation. You declare bankruptcy, do not pay your creditors and put that money into your account. Is that really... Is that really the way we want America to operate? You know,
well, I mean, that's how America was built. That's how
America
was built.
Right. It's been operating that way.
Corruption,
for hundreds of years.
Rape, slavery. That's what I'm saying. Ain't none of this new.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was built on corruption. I mean, if you look at, you just go down the history of America, you know, and I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just saying that there's not, you know, the settlers coming over here, taking the land from the Indians, slavery, the Hispanics, everything this country was built on the backs of individuals that were used, murdered, and cast aside.
And a prince. And you know what pisses me off? what kills me, y'all, is Donald Trump is talking about building a wall between Mexico and Texas and California. My thing is, why he trying to build a wall to keep them folks from going home? Texas and California belong to the Mexicans.
Think about it. Every major city in Los Angeles and a lot of major cities in Texas have Spanish names.
That's right. They have
Los
Spanish
Angeles,
names.
San Francisco, San Diego, San
Antonio.
It goes on and on. San Marino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. When you go into Texas,
Valley.
All of those,
it's
so many Hispanic names. You know, I mean,
El Paso.
So this country, it was, they crossed over, and like they said, the Mexicans haven't crossed over to it. They crossed over into their country to take their take their land. Right. So this ain't,
And if you go to Tucson, you can see it so clearly. You can literally walk from someone's backyard in Tucson into Mexico.
Yep. I stood with my foot, one foot in, I believe I was in Arizona. I was in El Paso. I stood with one foot in America and the other foot in Mexico and took a picture.
Juarez, Mexico.
Juarez, Mexico, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem, I got a question. So you guys are talking about Trump, the wall. You guys have hit on you've hit on so many different points. But doesn't it really almost say that the European man has come over to another country and just basically taken over? And what is now happening is the brown people. Of the brown descendants have come back into their own place, and they're taking their rightful place back into this country.
Right.
The country held by Indians. That's why I don't believe
you know
Columbus
what.
Day. They're
Native Americans too.
But I'm saying
Indian was the name given to it.
Right.
Africans, it's not like we just popped up. We were here already. It's not like they showed up. And the only reason why we're in the position that we are as black people is economics. If we had the power to understand that our buying power, our presence and what we do in this world, in this country, once we realize our complete economic buying power, what that really means, it means that we have integrated within every nationality, every race that has come back home. People are coming back to the United States. People left. When they came, they're coming back. The migration is almost like Athens, Greece, Egypt, and every generation, society, and brother, you the history buff, Victor, you know what I'm talking about. In every nation ever been great on this planet, there has been a place where people all came, and then that society destroyed itself because it couldn't understand it. Am I right, Victor?
Absolutely, you're right. That's what happened with Egypt. The true Egyptians were sent away, which were us. And so the Egyptians that took over thought that they could maintain that culture, but they didn't have the knowledge and they didn't have the know-how to maintain that culture. So it fell. And the same thing is happening here.
Right.
We're not, and the Europeans are not native to this land, and we're not native to what's supposed to be going on here. So now it's getting, like you say, there's a reverse exodus that's taking place with the Hispanics coming back to this country, with the black people, how we've evolved in this country. The Europeans are now going to become the minority.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they never would have even survived the first winter if it hadn't been for the Native Americans. The Native Americans helped them survive the first winter, and what they did to thank them is give them blankets that were infested with chickenpox.
Smallpox.
And that was smallpox, which was the first act of germ warfare. I learned that in my military class. The first act of germ warfare was perpetrated upon the Native Americans by the settlers for the Native Americans helping them survive the winter. So this is what kind of individuals that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Well, you're going into my areas now. Now you're talking about some history, and especially people here in this country who have done things that were outrageous to other races, in particular races of color. If you ever wonder why you have mosquitoes in South Georgia, I'll give you a history lesson on that next time we talk.
Please
mosquitoes are not native to South,
I know that story.
This area. The military had a lot to do with that. We were a testing ground, but we'll talk about
it. You're absolutely right. I read about that.
Yes, we will. there's also something, a theme that has been running through this that I kind of pulled together with what's going on today. Now, throughout history, everything that we've named, if you take a look at, you know, European invasion of South Africa and other African nations, let's not forget the ones that resisted them. But through all that, I feel, from what I've been able to see, is that what happened was the cultures that they went in and invaded were cultures that had a more enlightened spiritualism. And what I mean by that is they were looking at other human beings with a welcoming nature, and let's grow together and learn from each other. And then that was taken, their kindness was taken for weakness, in other words.
Exactly.
And it was used against them.
They were betrayed.
Because they could not conceive of how barbaric, you know, others could be. And
well, the Native Americans believe that the earth is alive. They don't believe that you can buy anything on the earth.
Right.
White men believe you can buy water, you can buy air, you can buy an ocean. The Native Americans didn't believe you could buy any of that stuff. So when they say, well, you want to buy Manhattan Island for $24, they thought they were being the smart one, because you can't really buy, in their mind, you can't really buy an island.
Right.
So it depends on how you look at it when you say, who's the fool?
Right. And do y'all know that on that same island you're talking about in Manhattan, that I didn't know this until a few years ago. You can actually buy air rights. You can
buy. They made it that way. They made it that way.
And keep a building from being built, you know, over so many, you know, stories.
Anybody that made water that comes from the ocean costs money, can do anything, I mean, for money. This was supposed to be our stuff to enjoy.
You know, when you rise above it, as I like to call it, and take a look, you know, look down from a overview standpoint, there are some amazing things that are happening. What is not being realized, I don't think, is that those who have been so negative and dark and been successful in it for a number of years are what they're doing in this quest that has, you know, taken the form of action. It goes back over the past 8 years. where it was admitted that they were going to prevent President Obama from doing anything. And the only reason for doing that was not, it wasn't a care in the world for the American people. It was simply done because of the melanin in his skin. You know, we can say, you know, the fact that he had melanin at all marched it out because the other half of him didn't have melanin.
But you know, no one ever acknowledges. No one ever acknowledges the white part of Obama. So
right.
They just keep that
right.
quiet.
Right. But what the deal is I'm a firm believer in spirituality. Anybody that knows me knows that I give all to the Creator, and I feel that what is happening is what darkness meant for bad, God will make for good. Because what is serving to do is to awaken our people that were asleep.
And we are being awakened.
Right, and not just
our people. We are being awakened.
Not just our people, because I don't believe that every person of European descent, you know, has this kind of darkness in them.
No, I see everybody being awakened.
Right. Not every person that has European descent,
mm-hmm.
that is of European descent, is racial. You can see that by the number of people that are standing up for Black Lives Matter. You can see
right.
that by the number of people who stood up in Mississippi and Alabama. Bernie Sanders was one of them.
And in Ferguson, Ferguson had
right.
a monumental amount of white people and Chinese, and it's everybody came together in Ferguson.
So it's not about color; it's about the darkness of spirit is about to be chased out, y'all. I have to believe that. I have to believe that we are being awakened.
And another
and
reason it's being phased out too is because of the millennials. You have to count for 18 to 30 year olds right now. 90% of them don't give a damn about color. And they don't really give a damn about religion or anything. Their basic thought is, what are you going to do to make things better and make these student loans better and make my family live a better life and change the direction that this country is going in? They don't really care about color.
Well,
I can tell you,
I care about them student loans.
Right. The millennials are that. Well, actually, that was who was championing Bernie Sanders the most.
Right.
But Bernie Sanders lost out for other reasons, and I think that had a lot to do with money.
I think it had a lot to do with money, but I think he came into the campaign knowing that he wasn't going to win. I think what he wanted to do was to bring light to those individuals who support him in those issues so that he could have an influence within the Democratic Party to make some changes. He had to know that not all those changes he wanted to make were going to be made, but he wanted to make sure that he got enough attention for them to recognize that, okay,
exactly.
Now that this has been put out there, we can't throw dirt on this and put it back under the rug.
You're right. Well, I haven't heard Next Level say anything in a while. Is he?
Look, Next Level, you over there in my amen corner, still. Yeah.
I think he left us.
Next Level probably had to go get some water because he was getting a little heated. He was getting a little
No, I'm here. I was just
okay.
I was just cooking, but I'm just saying, Bernie Sanders made a lot of money. You know
yep.
what I mean?
Yes,
he also made a lot of money. He wasn't hurting at the end of this campaign, you know.
No,
and
he
like
had
I
a
said,
lot of
just,
people donating.
Yeah. So, you know, I just see a lot going on, man. You know, And for me, I just think that it's, and you know, when we talk about oppression, nothing really changes until the masses are so oppressed that they rise up because they don't even fear the repercussions of rising anymore. Because,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everything's been taken away. So it's like, what do we have to lose? We don't have, so why not rise? You know, and I'm not necessarily saying in a violent way, but like you said, you know, coming together, understanding what needs to happen for us to be able to progress and move forward. And I think that we have to be oppressed to this degree. Sometimes collateral damage brings about an awakening that could only be brought about by collateral damage or violence or whatever. And I also think that, you know, my saying is that evil only fears a greater evil. I could be wrong, you know, so maybe y'all can pray them away, sing them away, and all this, that, and the other. But at some point, you know, it comes down to being held accountable. If we go this way, we might run into something that we don't need to run into. So maybe we need to step back and give them a little something. You know what I mean?
Listen, next level. I don't think it's a greater evil. I think it's a greater power. See, because from what I know from my God, he told me to watch, fight, and pray.
Mm-hmm.
So
he definitely put that fight in there.
So, you know, so I'm down with the call. But we are coming to the end. We are running out of time. And there are a few points that I would like to make before the end of the show. But I would like to thank Adrian Woods, Victor Singleton for joining us as, you know, two of our regulars and adding so much substance to these conversations. I'd also like to invite you guys back next week at 9 p.m. Eastern. Next week's subject, we're going to be talking about soulmates and the definitions, the many definitions of soulmates. We will be returning to that subject because, after all, the election will be over. And I think we're going to be open up with a celebration. And speaking of which, we're going to begin that celebration Tuesday night. Black Coffee, me, myself, will be appearing at Halftime Grill on Highway 85 in Riverdale for a Tuesday night election watch party. And we would like for all of you to join us as we celebrate the defeat of darkness and hate on that evening.
That sounds
worth celebrating.
Exactly. So I will be hosting at Halftime Grill on Highway 85 in Riverdale, Georgia. The doors will open at 7:30, I believe. 7:30. Because we're going to start, it might be even earlier than that, because I want to start watching it. I want to make sure we're watching it when the polls close.
Right. 7 o'clock.
And we'll take it on in until the West Coast come in.
That's right.
Right.
And y'all know I'm going to have jokes to crack, so please, please join me. Please, I got some stuff for y'all that they won't let me say on the radio. I would love it if you guys could come back next week. We're going to have some other special guests to contribute to the soulmate discussion. We're going to get a little metaphysical and talk about what soulmates mean to us.
We'll be ready for the conversation.
I know I will.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
It has been a lovely evening, and it's always lovely to spend a Friday night with you guys. Please join us again, because next week we're going to be talking about my level of crazy. And so please join us again next week.
You're
at
gonna
same
need
bat
2 hours for that.
We'll be here same bat time, same bat channel next week, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I love you guys. Talk to you
good
next
night.
Week. Good night.
Good night.
History. On this day, 12009, seemingly roots grow tall like vines. For on this day, history has been made, for all pain and struggle should be buried in the grave. History is today, to have seen it in such a beautiful way. Millions of people stand around, to a man with powerful word of sound. At the top of the land, to have a king, I pledge to say, I have a dream. History, a great inspiration that builds up the nation throughout generations. As a black man to stand proud and free, that steadily keeps building up his family tree. A black president, we ask, how could this be? It's the faith in God that dwells on thee. From a small place to a big valley, his shall come in such a great rally. From a small river to a big ocean, his shall flow with such a great motion. History is today, no matter circumstance or situation. History is here to stay, a bad man in a bad situation. Success is screened for our nation. Barack Obama, an achieving man, our 44th president, yes we can.
Carry on. It's been a long Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.